Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one thorough page of Talmud each day. Most days here on this podcast, we find some Talmudic nugget and unpack it, showing how the ancient wisdom of the rabbis still has so much to teach us moderns today. But from time to time, we take a deep breath and slow down a little bit with a feature we call Slow Jammin' the Talmud. The idea is simple. Pick a sugya or question and just take a little bit of time to show it unfolding in great detail so we can get a bit of a better understanding of how the rabbis thought and how they saw the world. And today's daf, Bava Metzia 43, gives us the perfect opportunity to do just that. We kick things off with an interesting Mishnah. Have a listen. With regard to one who misappropriates a deposit, the Mishnah asks, Bet Shammai say, he is penalized for its decrease and its increase. If the value of the deposit decreases, the Bailey is liable to pay in accordance with its value at the time of the misappropriation. If it increases in value, he is liable to pay in accordance with its value at the time of repayment. And Bet Hillel say, he pays in accordance with its value at the time of removal. Rabbi Akiva says, he pays in accordance with its value at the time of the claim. It is, in other words, an interesting philosophical and legal question. Suppose you misappropriated some property and you have to pay back the rightful owner. And suppose that in your possession, the property either increased or decreased in value. Do you pay less if its value has decreased, more if it shot way up, or should you just pay according to the value of the thing that you misappropriated at the time you misappropriated? Imagine, I don't know, you steal a baseball card and all of a sudden it's worth $100,000 when you return it. Do you pay according to the value of the card when you took it or according to the new greater or lesser value? In the Gemara, the rabbis, doing what they do best, begin to answer this question by offering a very specific example. Rabba says, in a case of this one who robbed another of a barrel of wine, where initially it was worth 1 dinar, and now it is worth 4 dinars, if the robber broke the barrel or drank the wine, he pays 4 dinars. If it broke by itself, he pays 1 dinar. That is so interesting. So a robber steals a barrel of fine Cabernet Sauvignon. When he steals it, the cab is worth, I don't know, 1 dinar. But it's great cab. And so it ages really nicely. And pretty soon, it's worth 4 times as much. So, if the robber breaks the barrel or drinks the wine, he's liable to pay back 4 dinars, its current value. But if the barrel just breaks by itself, he's only on the hook for 1 dinar. Why? Isn't it simpler to say, look, man, you stole a thing. The thing appreciated in value, and now you have to compensate the person you stole the thing from according to the thing's current and greater value. Man, you stole this barrel. This barrel is now worth a whole 4 dinars, a fortune. You have to pay the exact same price. Why that last exemption? The Gemara elaborates. What is the reason for the difference? Since if the barrel were intact, it would return to its owner in its original state, and there would be no need to calculate its price. That moment that he drank it or that he broke it is the moment that he stole from the owner of the wine. In other words, the rabbis are saying, look, if you just return it, no harm, no foul. It's worth exactly what it was worth the moment you took it. No need to haggle about price. But the moment in which you actually drink it or break it, that's the moment of stealing it. That's the moment of taking possession, and we calculate the price or the value according to that moment. And we learned in a Mishnah, Bava Kamma 93, all robbers pay in accordance with the value of the stolen item at the moment of the robbery. It's the moment that you actually claim possession by breaking it or drinking it that we begin to worry about the value of the thing. Here, that is 4 dinars. But if the barrel broke by itself, the robber pays 1 dinar. What is the reason for this? He did not do anything to the barrel now. Why do you deem him liable to pay? Because of that moment that he robbed the other of it. At that moment, it was worth only one dinar. In other words, if the robber took it and did nothing to the barrel and suddenly it just breaks of its own accord somehow, the moment of the robbery, the moment of the theft, is simply the moment in which he took it, at which point it's worth just one dinar. It's a beautiful lesson in intention, fairness, and justice. And you only notice it when you slow down a little bit and slow jam the Talmud. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.